Hello, this is Lisa Stoll from our SSE Student Lighthouse podcast team. This is our first episode for the new year, 2023. Our podcast action team, the collection of students, decided our podcast should be on all the different action teams that make up our Student Lighthouse. So today, our podcast team will be interviewing all the different action teams, a member from each team, to tell you about the importance of their action team and what they do to show leadership at SSC.
Today I'm going to be interviewing Mrs. Carpenter, second grade teacher. How does the SSES Student Lighthouse do?
The SSES Student Lighthouse is so wonderful. We have almost 130 students and tons of action teams.
Who came up with Lighthouse?
Lighthouse comes from Leader in Me program.
How do you sign up to be for Student Lighthouse?
At the beginning of the year, we have an application on our leadership board, and you fill out the application and return it by the deadline.
How do students pick their action team?
Students pick their action teams by a Google Doc that we send out after the application comes in, and they choose their first, second, and third choice, and then we separate them.
How often does Student Lighthouse meet?
Student Lighthouse meets the first Thursday of every month.
What leadership skills do Student Lighthouse get for being on Lighthouse?
The students at this campus learn so many leadership skills, like communication and decision making and showing the littles around and how to be good leaders and be respectful. And sometimes they even do big teacher jobs and secretary jobs, like the Sycamore Secretary Group.
How much students are on Student Lighthouse?
About 130.
How much Lighthouse teams are there?
We have 7 action teams.
What kind of Lighthouse teams are there?
There are events team. There's this podcasting team that we're in right now. We have a welcome committee. We have Sycamore secretaries. We have an beautification team, we have a photography team, and I think we have a kindness group.
What is your favorite part in leading the school?
My favorite part is watching kids become leaders.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alice.
Hi, I'm Henry, and I'm interviewing Boston and Philip from the Events Action Team, and we're going to find out what the Events Action Team does. So what does the Events Action Team actually do?
So the Events Action Team, it has events during the school year, and one of the main big events is a habit hunt. And if you go to the habit hunt at Sycamore Springs Elementary School, you will see people greeting people when they walk in, selling popcorn and waters, and helping people get to their spot. And that's what the events team does.
Why did you choose the events team, the events action team?
Well, it's really fun because you get to like help people and give them like service and stuff, and it's just really fun, and you get to help a lot of people.
What habit do you use when working on this action team?
Well, the habit that we use a lot on this action team is synergize, because we synergize a lot.
How has being on Student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
It just helps me help a lot of people, and I think being a leader means helping people, doing the right thing, and staying on task, and being respectful.
What do you think about the Events Action Team?
I think it's amazing because, like, all the people you get to work with are good leaders, and, like, the people you work with, they make you a better leader, too.
What is your favorite part of the events action team?
Probably the habit hunt, because it's most active, and I just really like it a lot.
Do you have a sibling on the Lighthouse team?
Yes, I have two siblings, Brielle and Berkeley. Berkeley is on the cheer and kindness, and Brielle is on the photographer group.
I don't.
Not much. Okay, and that's all the questions. Thank you. Bye.
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 Hi, I'm Hayden with the podcast action team, and I'm interviewing the photography team.
We have with us
Max
and
Cookie.
I have some questions. What does the photography action team do?
We go around the school taking pictures of the other action teams in Lighthouse.
Why did you choose the photography action team?
Because I thought that would be a good one because I didn't do. Because I thought that was a good one and I didn't think. This is my second year of doing it, so I decided to do this one for a change.
Did you pick it for a different reason?
What habit do you use when working on this action team?
We use sharpen the saw.
Right, because photography is kind of a hobby, isn't it? Do you have to work together with the other people in photography?
Yes. Last time we met, we had groups that we made, and now we're just going to keep going around the school with those groups.
So you have to synergize.
How has being a student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
They are helping me by learning about the Lighthouse team and learning what to do in Lighthouse.
Did you have to learn how to use a camera?
Not really. Not for me.
How do you join the team? Do you have a sibling on your team?
No.
What's your favorite Lighthouse team?
I've only did two, so I don't know yet.
What was the other one you did?
Cheer and Kindness. Probably events.
What do you do with all the photos you take?
We put them on our website, which we're moving to Canva. And we also put some of our pictures that we took with Polaroids on the bulletin boards.
Has it been fun on the Lighthouse team?
So far? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you like the Lighthouse team?
Yes. It's very fun.
Do you wish there was a different Lighthouse team? And if so, what would it be?
Any suggestions for a different Lighthouse team? Like, we came up with some new ideas. Do you have any ideas?
I think it would be teacher's helper that you would put a list down, and then you would get to do that by, like, cleaning the room and stuff like that.
Right. We could all use teacher helpers.
Yeah, and maybe, like, library assistants after school, where they do the same thing with the librarians. Like, you go with a teacher and you go and help clean up the library.
Great suggestions. Thanks, y'all, for joining us. Bye.
Hi, my name is Kylie, and today we'll be interviewing the Cheer and Kindness team.
What does the Cheer and Kindness action team do?
They help others.
They be kind to people.
Why did you choose the Cheer and Kindness action team?
Because we thought it was really fun.
Because we thought it was really fun.
What habit do you use when working on this action team?
Being proactive.
How has being on Student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
We think of others before ourselves.
We be proactive.
What is a project y'all have done on cheer and kindness?
We did Habit Hunt. We made Habit Hunt, yeah.
We made these hearts for janitors.
Who is your Student Lighthouse leader?
Miss Nathan Finney and Miss Stella Cruz.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
I'm Ava.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Ryder.
We're going to be interviewing the Sycamore Secretaries.
What does the Sycamore Secretaries Action Team do?
We help out in the front office.
And help teachers get work done.
Do you deliver things to teachers?
Sometimes.
Why did you choose the Sycamore Secretaries Action Team?
Why did you choose the Sycamore Secretaries Action Team?
Because we wanted to help out in the front office, and not a lot of kids get to do that.
And we wanted to help out in the front office, and it's a big privilege to do that.
And how has being on Student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
By helping in the front and just,
It helps me be more, helpful and make me kind.
And how do you think your action team benefits the school?
Because some teachers have a lot of work to do and they can't just finish it in one day. So we go out there and help and finish some work for them.
We help the teachers finish their work because if we're there, then they don't have to do the work that we're helping them with.
And what has been your favorite thing about Sycamore Secretaries?
To help out.
Helping out.
How do you show leadership with your action team?
Are there any of the seven habits you use?
We show all eight habits being in the Sycamore Secretaries because it's just fun being in the Sycamore Secretaries, and it just feels great being a Sycamore Secretary.
Thank you for interviewing with us.
Bye.
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 Hi, I'm Harper.
And I'm Ellie. We are interviewing
Wesley
and Taddy. What does the Welcome and Bulletin Boards Action Team do?
We are leaders, and we take down old bulletin boards and put new ones up, and we welcome people too.
Why did you choose the Welcome and Bulletin Boards Action Team, Hattie?
Because I thought it would teach me to be a better leader, and I thought it would be fun to put up new bulletin boards and take down old ones.
What habit do you use when working on this action team?
We use think, win-win, and be proactive, and pretty much all of them.
How has Student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
It has taught me to put first things first and teach me to use all the habits in everything I do.
So that teaches you to be a leader both at home and at school?
Yes.
How has being a Student Lighthouse made you a better leader?
Well, we get respect, and you always want to be treated with respect, and when you're treated with respect, you will become a leader.
What do you like about the Welcome and Bulletin Boards team?
I like it because we get to make other things for other people and give out people who to the school who are new, and we make them little cards and goodie bags sometimes.
What do you do to affect the team?
We just try to be leaders and be responsible.
Who is your leader on the Welcome and Bulletin Boards team?
Miss Smart and sometimes Miss Bailey.
What kind of bulletin boards do you use, Wesley?
We built this lighthouse one that we use, and it shows all the lighthouse people's pictures and what team they're on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I'm interviewing the Environment and Beautification team in SSE. Today I'm interviewing
Landon Jackson.
Okay, my first question is, what does the Environment Action Team do?
So we help pick up trash at the school and make it a better place.
Why did you choose the Environment and Beautification Action Team?
We chose this action team to help the school and make it just a better place in general, make it more clean.
What habit do you use when working on this action team?
We do put first things first because we take out the trash, and so it doesn't get dirty before we can actually do what we want to do and play.
How has being on Student Lighthouse team made you a better leader?
It makes us a better leader by we can take up trash and take care of our stuff when we need it, when it's a mess.
What are the most frequently seen things on our campus that could be improved by the student body to make the environment a better place, like trash?
Trash, because people sometimes just litter and don't pick stuff up.
Okay.
What about clothes left on the playground or things like that?
Yeah, clothes, because we can put in the lost and found, because if they just don't leave, try not to leave your stuff up there, and you can leave it in the lost and found.
Yeah, also sometimes I see food too, and I'm like, why don't people pick that up? Okay, what are your favorite things to do on your action team?
Pick up trash.
Okay, do you think there are more ways to educate or teach the school about the environment?
Yeah, you could teach them by going on to the news and like helping and like telling them to pick up your trash and make sure to pick it up and not litter.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, like maybe putting it on the SSS news team about y'all.
Yeah, like the announcements. Okay, great my idea. Last question is, did you enjoy helping to make the environment a better place?
Yeah, we enjoy helping and making the school just a better place in general.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope you guys, I learned so much about the Environment and Beautification team. Bye!
Bye.
Today, I have Cade and Levi here. They're on the podcast Action Team, and they've come up with some really great new creative ideas for next year when we're trying to come up with action teams for Student Lighthouse. Let's hear their suggestions.
We are going to be doing maybe in Lighthouse bookmaking ideas, art team, and skits team.
And we are also going to be doing an assembly team, teacher assessments, right?
Assistance,
and tech support.
Wow, all those sound like great ideas. An art team, bookmaking, all of these sound like great ideas. Which one maybe would you like to be on next year?
Tech support.
support.
Tech support.
Assembly team.
Maybe. Assembly team. Oh, Kate, I think you'd love that. Well, we look forward to seeing if some of these action teams will be part of our Student Lighthouse next year. Bye.